This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio 1607. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded March 7th, Alaska, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Brazil, Canada, Central Africa, Congo DR, Costa Rica, Cuba, Finland, Germany, Greece, Holland, Kazakhstan, Korea North, Libya, Madagascar, Mexico, Micronesia, Mongolia, Nicaragua, Nigeria, Pakistan, PNG, Russia, Spain, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, Tuvalu, USA, Virgin Islands, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Last week's tip about three big Chicago AM stations being off the air early Friday morning, March 2nd, turned out to be incorrect. The new information came too late for us to include. I hope no one lost a lot of sleep over it. The actual time for the three stations to be off is Saturday morning, March 10th, between 2 and 5 a.m. Central Standard, or 08 and 11 UT. There's still no guarantee this will actually happen because of weather or other factors. But if you keep up with medium wave DX lists or DX listening digest, you should have definite last minute information. The absence of the Chicago stations on 670, 720, and 780 opens up lots of opportunities for those too close to Chicago to hear other stations on those frequencies, and in fact, some other countries. Starting with another state, Alaska. Paul Walker has arranged a DX test from KOTZ in Kotzebue, Alaska. That's way up in the northwest corner, so it's even more difficult than closer Alaskans to hear in the lower 48, but maybe a once-in-a-lifetime chance. If WGN is off, this station in Alaska will be testing between 09 and 0930 UT March 10th, with sweep tones, Morse code, sound effects, and other announcements. I'll mention some other possibilities later on. Following up last week's mention of Armenia, expanding use of its shortwave frequency 4810, the only one they're using for their own broadcasts rather than relays, Mauno Ritula in Finland says the extra broadcasts are Assyrian at 1530 to 1545 and Kurdish at 1545 to 1615. Via BCDX, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reports a new signal on 1350 kHz in the Caucasus, which he heard on several dates in late February, from 15 to 17 UT and 04 to 0430 in Russian, with disco songs in Russian and Abkhazian. They announced the time in Sukhumi. And at 15 UT, a weather report for Suhumi, and they mention an FM frequency 101.9. He thinks the transmitter used may be coming from Armenia, where that frequency is already in use for Voice of Russia and TWR and other relays. Or there is a new transmitter in Abkhazia. Chris Greenway of BBC Monitoring happened to be visiting nearby Azerbaijan and Georgia, so check this out. He says it's reported to be new and very strong. His own monitoring heard 1350 with Voice of Russia, but the signal seemed much stronger than one would expect from a 30 kilowatt transmitter in Suhumi. Mauno Ritula in Finland checked the frequency March 5th and 6th and found that there were slight differences in frequencies at different times, indicating two separate transmitters. The TWR relay and Opsua radio transmissions were on 43 hertz above 1350, while the TWR starting at 1800 was on 1350 kilohertz sharp. Whilst in Azerbaijan, Chris Greenway also found that Radio Dada Gorgud was still on the air, 1296 kilohertz. They closed their shortwave frequency, 6111, several years ago, and it was assumed they were gone for good. But they're still on 1296 during the daytime only, making it even less likely to be heard at a distance. There have been two Brazilians listed on 4785, and one has been heard recently, and now it's been identified which one it is, Rádio Caiari in Porto Velho. In the Condish list, Miguel Castellino, who I think is in Argentina, reports hearing it, mentioning the medium wave frequency, which checks 1430. And Henrik Clement's shortwave bulletin points out that some DXer apparently in Brazil put a YouTube clip of it up when heard on February 9th at 1124 UT. It's also been reported later, Scott Barber in New Hampshire, February 27th at 1019 to 1035, although he could not get a definite ID. Don Jensen and I decide that it definitely is Rádio Caiari and not the other one in Campinas. A bit further up the 60-meter band, another Brazilian has been attracting attention on an unstable frequency. Rádio Roraima was measured on 4878.817, March 4th at 0300 by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, shortwave bulletin. He says it's been heard for several nights with heavy distortion and the transmitter is not stable. It makes repeating small frequency jumps of 10 to 20 hertz. And Bob Wilkner in Florida had it on 4878.8 variable between 0950 and 1000 UT, also wildly distorted on the 6th of March. And Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania found it had varied even further up to the next channel, 4880.13 variable, February 29th at 0330 until sign-off at 0401. A fair level, but still wobbly and unstable with quite distorted audio. In the Radio Escudas group, José Carlos Sigmaringa explains the history of Brazilian external shortwave broadcasting, notably the transmitters in Brasilia, which are also used internally for the Amazon service, and until recently for Radio Senado on 5990. He says there are still efforts to get an agreement to put Senado back on shortwave, and he confirms that the transmitter it had been using is the one now being used for the reactivated 6180 for the Amazon service. As expected, the Kazakhstan shortwave relay site closed down at the end of February, apparently on rather short notice, requiring its customers to quick find some other relay sites, which has led to lots of changes, and not everything is clear yet. In most cases, they had to use different frequencies for their continuing broadcasts. For example, Seichi Hasegawa in Japan says Democratic Voice of Burma at 1430 to 1530 UT, which had been via Almaty on 6225, is now on 11560 via Tajikistan. CKMO 900 Victoria BC did close down as of March 5th. But for the benefit of DXers, they were inserting some CW or Morse code IDs a couple of times per hour the last few days. Strangely enough, they stopped programming before the end of March 5th, but the carrier stayed on and on and on for the next few days. Apparently because of the isolated transmitter site on an island, there was no way to turn it off until someone could actually go out there. It's quite a shame they didn't just keep running nothing but the CW IDs until the transmitter finally was turned off. Thanks to Walt Salmaneve and others for updating us on that. Since I'd seen no DX reports of radio ICDI in the Central African Republic for months, nor any mention of it in the weekly newsletters from the ICDI organization, I asked the CEO, Jim Hocking, what the status is of their shortwave station. Yes, we are on the air with both frequencies. That is 3390 and 6030. It's a 1 kilowatt station with a 1,000-mile radius, so it's difficult to hear very far away. He didn't give me the exact schedule, but the WRTH 2012 says 05 to 11 and 15 to 16 on 6030 and 16 to 2110 on 3390. However, the lower frequency was inactive at the time of editing, although he says it is currently on the air. The best chance in North America should continue to be on 6030. Mondays only, when Radio Marti and Cuban Jamming are off, when ICDI is supposed to sign on at 0500. But all we ever hear or see reported there is CFVP in Alberta, or maybe the Ethiopian, which starts earlier on the frequency. In Europe, they might have a better chance at hearing 3390 in the evenings. David Sharp in New South Wales was reporting that tentatively last May and June. Victor Gunatilika in Sri Lanka tells us about hearing Radio Kahuzi from the Congo DR. He says it fades in around 15:30 with the sun setting over Central Africa and builds up strength until sign-off at 17:09 on 6210, programming in French, Swahili, and Kinyarwanda. I'm absolutely thrilled with this one, which he heard on the 2nd of March. On March 1st and 5th, but not other days, I was hearing the Costa Rica relay of Spain considerably off frequency from 11815 exactly, at various times between 13 and 15 UT. It was making a B below middle C heterodyne with Japan on exactly 11815, so that puts Costa Rica on approximately 11815.247. This may have been a fluke, but March 7th at 0641 UT, I noticed there was zero signal on 530 kHz from Radio Enciclopedia in Cuba, despite auroral conditions, which should have enhanced reception. Could it possibly be that they finally decided it's no longer necessary to block this frequency, since Radio Marti is no longer trying to use it? Time will tell. Manuel Mendez passes on news from FRSH, Free Radio Service Holland, to the Noticias de X group that they plan to repeat their February 26th broadcast on Sunday, March 11th, 0752 to 1403 UT on 7600 and hopefully on 9300. Roberto Rizzardi in Italy forwards news from the time signal station in Finland on exactly 25 megahertz, known as MIKES, to the BCL News Group, that they increased their transmitter power January 4th from 40 to 250 watts, although when he heard them, they were using 40 watts. Christian Gibaudeau in France tells PlayDX he got an EQSL for Radio Imran, that one-day-a-year broadcast from Germany we told you about on 15215, February 21st. But it was a proxy QSL, thanks to the transmission provider Media Broadcast. I believe they will QSL any of their clients. It was sent to QSL-shortwave at media-broadcast.com. Via Christos Rigas and Wolfgang Büschel, ERT in Greece has decided to close down 13 of their medium wave stations. Details are in the new DX Listening Digest number 12-10 via worldofradio.org. I'll just list the frequencies of the other 9 stations which will remain on the air. 666, 729, 792, 927, 1008, 1278, 1404, 1494, and 1512 kHz. Among the site changes following the abrupt closure of the Kazakhstan relay site concerning family radio relays, Ivo Ivanov found them on 13690 at 11 to 13 and 13720 at 12 to 13 in English, replacing known Almaty frequencies. But what is the site now in use? Wolfgang Büschel believes it's Trincomalee Sri Lanka, formerly the Deutsche Welle relay, analyzing Perseus data. S. Hasegawa and Hiroshi in Japan agree that 13690 and 13720 were via Trincomalee since March 2nd. You are tuned for the 1607th World of Radio. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Dennis Seibert, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO, at yahoo.com. One may also contribute via a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Hiroshi and S. Hasegawa in Japan report what appears to be a DRM transmitter used for jamming by North Korea, heard on 4557 and 6600 between 2330 and 0405 UT, more or less, February 29th. They play nonstop pop music, and the display mentions TX7 and TX6. We have some sporadic reports of Radio Television Libye, as it is incorrectly known in French, Libya, on 11600. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania got an ID at 1744, March 4th. Alan Rowe in the UK was also hearing them that date from TuneIn at 1615 and still there around 1745. Brian Alexander also reported them later until 1800 UT in French, and on the next day, March 5th, they signed on at 1740 and off at 1802. Ian Baxter of the Shortwave Sites Group says, are we taking bets on when Madagascar World Voice gets on the air? I'd say no earlier than late August for first testing. Well, even that may be too optimistic. Via World DX Club contact, something from World Christian Broadcasting's Facebook page on February 23rd says, the last piece of paperwork is on the desk of the Minister of Communications in Madagascar, awaiting his signature. Once the document is signed, our three transmitters will be shipped to the dock in Mahajanga. From there, they will be shipped the 17 kilometers to our site and installed to be ready for testing. Pray that this can be accomplished by the end of 2012. In his NRC International DX Digest, Bruce Cotty has the solution for a long-standing Morse code mystery heard on 730 kilohertz, the letters TDW. From XEX 730 in Mexico City, such as February 26th at 0900. He says, thanks to Chuck Hutton and Barry McLarnon, among others at RealDX, for help in resolving this. TDW stands for Televisa Deportes W, a network which this station is now part of. Two logs have reached us this week of PMA The Cross in Micronesia. In Hardcore DX, Dave Vauquin, Pennsylvania, reports it March 3rd until it went off at 10:30 UT in mid-song, a pity because it was the best heard in a while on 4755.47. Harold Sellers in British Columbia tells DX Listening Digest he had it on 4755.4 March 7th at 0713 in English with a preacher, gospel songs at 727, and a promo for a program called Hotspots at 0749, and then an ID as This is the Cross Radio. Stay with us for Turning Point. Reception was fair. In the Mayor Tip Sheet, Ken Zicki, DXing in Brighton, Michigan, says he heard Mongolia for the first time in a dog's age, February 26, during the English broadcast at 10:30. They were talking about ice sculpture. Many mentions of Mongolia on 12085, seemed to be an ID at 1252. Many different styles of music between the spoken items, including throat singing, cool stuff, off with no apparent ID at 10:58. In the NASFA Flash Sheet, Victor C. Jaar in Quebec reports Myanmar Radio on 7110. At 12:27, with a pop song apparently in English, ham interference, announcement in a Malay-like language, but a clear mention of Myanmar. A ballad in a local language, still going at 12:41. It was fair at times. He says, I never believed Myanmar would make it so well to Eastern North America. That was February 29th. Also in the new DX Listening Digest 12-10, we have a detailed summary of Myanmar shortwave frequencies as monitored by Gerhard Verdin visiting nearby Thailand. That's from BCDX. And Gerhard says, Burmese to me is an easily identifiable language, distinct from other tonal languages in the region, such as Thai, Lao, or Vietnamese. Most sentences end with a word or syllable on a clearly rising pitch or tone, a feature which also other indigenous languages in Burma may have, so distinguishing those appears to be difficult. Also, Ian Baxter is encouraging DXers in Southeast Asia to try to get a directional fix on the new frequencies from Myanmar for triangulation to finally determine what city they're really coming from, such as 7110 and especially medium wave 639. Persistence pays off in trying to hear Nigeria on 7275. Brian Clark in New Zealand says, it was missing February 27th when Tunisia closed at 062845, but when I rechecked at 0638, they were best level I've yet heard with a comprehensive news program in English plus government PSAs and ID for the domestic service of Radio Nigeria. It's audible most days, but usually poor reception. On March 7th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was hearing DRM on 15120 at 15 to 1530. But where was it coming from? It seems to be Nigeria. This is also reported by Douglas Kaler in Kiel, Germany via ADX via Wolfgang Büschel BCDX. It's the new Abuja site, which is yet to go in regular service in AM or DRM, but tests occasionally, apparently, when a German engineer visits to see how it's doing. And apparently he has a new call sign, DF8DX, or a Nigerian call 5N7Q. He's previously publicized using the huge antenna at the site for his ham station. Harold Sellers, DXing by his lake in British Columbia, reports Radio Pakistan's Urdu service March 2nd on 11600 and 15490, between 0126 and 0202, both of them at very poor to poor levels. And in the new DXLD, we have several press reports about the financial situation at Radio Pakistan, facing a large deficit, but also plans to pump some money into it for some new transmitters. Thanks to Mike Cooper and Omedia Network. Radio Fly, Papua New Guinea, back on the air on 3915. Ron Howard in California reports it tentatively on March 2nd at 1315 to 1430, just a carrier, but he heard some music after 1430. It was best between 1440 and 1512. Dave Valka in Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, also reports Fly back on 3915. March 3rd as early as 10:25 with ham interference, which led up at 11:15, and was hearing it well after 11:37. The audio levels seemed to vary from one song to another. Still not heard on their other frequency, 5960. Referring to a story about restrictions on VOA's coverage of the Russian elections, in the Media Network blog, SRG comments, if I'm not mistaken, this is the first time that BBG has confirmed the semi-secretive fact that VOA's Russian radio program is still on the air. Formally, VOA shut down its traditional radio broadcasting in Russian back in 2008, but some rogue elements in the Russian department have continued to produce a 30-minute clandestine broadcast on weekdays relayed on VOA's AM frequency in Moscow. In the British DX Club, Chrissy Brand says she has been invited to participate in a special broadcast in English from Radio Exterior de España celebrating their 70th anniversary. That will be on March 15th. The Sound of Hope clandestine for China is almost always blocked by Firedrake or other jamming, but if you keep trying, you may hear it without the jamming or above the jamming. Ron Howard in California reports such a case March 1st at 1645 to 1716 on 14950. What seemed to be soft background music turned out to be the Firedrake jamming underneath it. He says, first time I've heard Sound of Hope, many times stronger than the jamming. There were many news items with fanfare between them, and some sound bites in English. A clear ID at 1713, they were spelling out their website, www.soundofhope.org, followed by Sound of Hope in English. Paul Walker posted to IRCA a press report from late last year from Tuvalu that there is a new AM station serving those islands. Do they ever mention the frequency? Of course not. But we know they used to be on 621 kHz, so perhaps that has been reactivated. Patrick Martin on the Oregon coast and Bill Whitaker on the Washington coast have already heard something on 621 around 06 or 07 UT, yet to be identified. About the New World of Radio time on Area 51 from WBCQ 5110, compatible USB variable. The first airing was about 4 minutes after 0200 UT Saturday. The time will vary a bit later, depending on how long Alan Weiner Worldwide lasts before that. So be sure to tune in as early as 0200 for that broadcast. Or rather, starting next week, 0100 UT, as daylight shifting is imposed upon us after March 11th, and all our times on U.S. shortwave broadcasts move 1 UT hour earlier, so they will seem to be at the same local clock time. I'd better go over some of our other new times caused by this. On WTWW, Thursdays at 2100 UT on 9479, UT Sundays 0400 on 5755. On WWRB, UT Fridays 0330 on 3195. On WRMI, 9955, and always subject to further unexpected changes, UT Thursdays at 0330. UT Saturdays at 0800, 1500, and 1730. UT Sundays at 0800. 1530 and 1730, and Mondays 0500 and 1130. If the Chicago stations are off the air Saturday, March 10th between 08 and 11 UT, including WSCR 670, Scott Feibusch has arranged for KBOI 670 in Idaho to run Morse code IDs around 0807 and 0837 UT. It may be with the 50-kilowatt non-directional signal. Another station to look for if 780 is clear of WBBM is ZBVI in the British Virgin Islands, which on Saturdays is scheduled to sign on at 0930 UT. Hans Johnson says WINB has a new QSL card for their 50th anniversary. Mike Barraclough has found a YouTube video transmitter tour of the other Pennsylvania station, which is still off the air, from 2004. Search on the call letters WMLK. In the aeronautical band 8989 USB, there is a preacher in Spanish for sailors called El Buen Pescador, seemingly from Nicaragua, heard by Mark Cody in Ontario at 2350 on March 3rd. Also heard by Bob Wilkner in Florida, March 4th at 2244, including Christian music. There have been some strong geomagnetic storms in early March disrupting shortwave. The outlook from Boulder, March 6th, ANK indices 20 and 5 on the 7th, 10 and 3 on the 11th to 13th, peaking at 15 and 4 on the 18th. Solar flux dropping from 140 March 8th to 105 by March 23rd. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1607.